It is Inauguration Day in Arizona. Starting at 10, six statewide officials will take the oath of office and officially begin their four-year terms. That includes Governor Doug Ducey, Attorney General Mark Brnovich, and Mine Inspector Joe Hart, who are each re-elected in November, but also newly elected Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, Superintendent of Public Instruction Kathy Hoffman, and Treasurer Kimberly Yee. And unlike the past several years, two of those statewide elected officials are Democrats. With us to talk about this morning's festivities is Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services. Hey there, Howie.
Good morning. I noticed that I'm out here at 45 degrees and you guys are sipping hot cocoa in the office.
It's tea.
Yeah, we have some coffee coming your way, I think. Hopefully they'll be able to find you out there. So where are you and what do you see out there?
I am in the mall between the House and Senate. They have several hundred chairs set up for the dignitaries and the folks who paid for special tickets and some bleacher seats. Essentially, they're just getting ready. Folks are starting to come in bit by bit to claim a seat. They're setting up the audio and the video, and they're all getting ready for the pomp and circumstance that kicks off at 10.
Howie, now I know that there are different areas for people to sit, and you've looked into this a little bit. Some, like the really good seats, can be a little bit pricey, right?
Well, if you have $25,000, we can get you six reserve seats. We can get you three parking places. We can get you some pictures in the VIP tent afterwards, plus, of course, that VIP reception. And, of course, you get inaugural pins. I mean, what more could you want for $25,000?
Just burning a hole in my pocket. Now, we should point out, this is not unique to this inaugural, right? I mean, people have had to pay for these kinds of seats and other types of benefits in the past, right?
Oh, yes. They've done various things. Sometimes, for example, Janet Napolitano did inaugural balls, things like that. So there are always ways to try to defray the public costs on this, and it makes a lot of sense. So the question that you have to ask yourself is, would you rather have the state's largest utility paying for this, or would you rather have taxpayers paying for this?
So Howie, obviously this is a lot of pomp and circumstance, like you said. This is a ceremony after all, but does today sort of set the tone for what's going to happen in the session to come? And as we pointed out, this might be a little different. There are some Democrats elected to statewide office this time for the first time in quite some time.
Well, obviously, the governor is going to save his best stuff, if you want to call it that, for next week's State of the State message. But we know he's going to talk about a few things. Certainly, he's going to try to light a fire under the tushes, if you will, of some lawmakers. We have that January 31st deadline to approve a drought contingency plan, or the Bureau of Reclamation comes in with its own plan. So he'll be talking a little bit about that. He'll be talking about education, where we've come, where we're going to be going to. But a lot of this is kind of 10,000-foot level. Now, we know that, obviously, as you point out, there's some bipartisan efforts going on here. Katie Hobbs is going to talk about elections. We know that Mark Brnovich is going to talk about sort of being nice to each other and sort of being able to disagree without being disagreeable. So they're trying to set a proper tone for starting the session. And we'll see how many weeks that lasts.
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess, you know, the words are nice. But like in the past, like, are you really able to read anything into what the statewide constitutional officers say in their inaugural addresses to sort of get a sense as to maybe how they will approach their jobs?
To a certain extent, you can. Now, you have to remember, for the governor, this is the warm-up, as I said, for the State of the State, where he really lays out his agenda. But for everyone else, this is their one chance to get a statewide audience and a televised audience and a live radio audience here of what their priorities are. So for Katie Hobbs, again, who ran on a program of let's make sure we have fair elections, prompt returns, it's a chance for her to lay out, at least in broad strokes, how she plans to do it. For Mark Brnovich, who's actually entering another four-year term, it's his chance to defend some of the things he's done in terms of going to court on behalf of certain issues that we've talked about on the air in the past. And say how he wants to deal with the next 4 years. Now, for the mine inspector, I think he's just got to explain, what the heck does he do anyway?
Hey, I'm still here. Remember me.
Right.
Howie, is there a sense that in the inaugural. The audience is maybe, especially for the governor, a little bit different than the audience that he'll be addressing in a week. I mean, literally, obviously, like not the entire legislature will be sitting in front of him. And next week, it will be the entire legislature and not necessarily a lot of members of the public in the House chamber. But in terms of what he actually says, does he try to, or does any governor try to target it a little bit differently in an inaugural address versus a state of the state?
Oh, I think an inaugural address is meant to be for the general public, for the 7 million Arizonans who are out there who, if not watching it or listening to it, will be reading about it. Again, this idea of aspirational goals, if you want to call it that. A little bit of, look how far we've come in the last 4 years. That's certain self-congratulatory stuff that all governors do. And look where we plan to go. It's kind of, as I said, the 10,000-foot level of things, ideas of how we want to be, you know, if you want to call it the 1,000 points of light kind of speech on a local level.
All right. That's Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services out at the Capitol this morning in advance of the inauguration, which begins in a little more than 45 minutes. Howie, thanks as always.
Okay. I'm waiting on that coffee now.
It's on its way. As we've mentioned today on the show, today is Inauguration Day in Arizona. The ceremonies are scheduled to start right around now at the state capitol in Phoenix. That's where we find KJZZ's Brett Jaspers. Hey, Brett.
Hey, how are you?
I'm well. So what's going on?
Well, the ceremony just got started. The master of ceremonies is Robert Uribe. He's the mayor of the city of Douglas. So he's just giving opening remarks and, you know, saying hello to all the various dignitaries that are in the audience.
And we should mention that Mayor Uribe is a Democrat who supported Governor Doug Ducey in the most recent election.
Right. And, you know, I imagine that Governor Ducey's remarks today will be relatively bipartisan. He's kind of struck that tone as much as he can since the election. So that, you know, seems to be a theme that he wants to promote during his second administration.
Brett, have you heard anything, or is there sort of like a sense of anticipation or a sense that something different is happening today, given that there are a couple of Democrats who will be sworn in today to statewide office?
You know, there is, you know, of course, an anticipation of what people will say, and people are really paying attention to the actual words that are going to be used. I mean, I don't quite know if people think things are going to be radically different, given that both of the chambers of the legislature are still controlled by Republicans and the governorship remains in Republican hands. So, you know, it's hard to know what people exactly are anticipating, although, you know, in the stories I've done ahead of the session, people do feel like it's going to be some of the more partisan bills might stay away. But, you know, we've heard reports already that there are some the education bills and election bills that are being teed up that, you know, Democrats probably won't like.
Yeah, yeah. So, Brett, give us a rundown of what we can expect. There's a master of ceremonies. Things are just kicking off. And it sounds like every major elected official is going to speak. What else is going on this morning? What's on the rundown?
Well, you know, they transitioned to military music. So we have, you know, presentation of the colors from the Joint Color Guard of the Arizona National Guard. The Pledge of Allegiance is going to be given by the grandchildren of the late Congressman Ed Pastor. There's a tribal blessing. There's a benediction from Dr. Warren H. Stewart. He's the senior pastor at First Institutional Baptist Church. So kind of a mix of different ceremonial items. Out in front, I was able to talk to some of the kind of invited guests that are here that are not, you know, lawmakers. And there's a bunch of stalls of a technical education students. So that's something that I think the governor probably wants to highlight is, you know, the education of Arizona, given that it was so contentious last session. So you have out in front of the inauguration, all of these technical education students from various high schools around Arizona, kind of promoting the work that they're doing either in culinary arts or agriculture or carpentry, welding, things like that. So education is at least has been a theme this morning, even before the ceremony.
Brett, one other theme that Howie Fisher talked about last hour was Governor Ducey maybe starting to light the fire under lawmakers to get work done on the drought contingency plan, which is, of course, an issue that you've reported extensively on. Do you have a sense of where we might be in terms of trying to get that through the legislature at this point?
Well, it needs to happen quite quickly. If you ask the federal government, they've given Arizona a deadline of the end of January, and then they'll start kind of asking states for various alternative ideas that they have. The Ducey administration wants this to happen quickly. That's clear from people I've talked to in the state water department. But, you know, the Speaker of the House, Rusty Bowers, the incoming Speaker of the House, he has said to me that he's not going to rush this because he wants to kind of look at many, many options, which, you know, it's unclear what exactly that will entail, but he says he wants to get this right. So, oh.
Sounds like that might have been the F-16 flyover.
Yeah, there
you go.
That
was the F-16, right on time. Or I'm not sure if it's on time, but, you know, that's where it was. And so just depends how much each side wants to dig in about the timeline here, because everybody kind of knows it has to get done, but, you know, different people have different constituencies that they need to kind of show that they're, you know, fighting for their particular side. There are some public meetings. There's a public meeting tomorrow, and there's other meetings for stakeholders that have been happening over the last couple of weeks about particular technical things in the drought contingency plan. You know, we'll see, you know, how much progress they've made over the Christmas break.
All right, that's KJZZ's Brett Jaspers live at the Arizona Capitol, where the inaugural ceremonies are underway. Thanks, Brett.
Thank you.